You're listening to Rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired profiles the band Days Distance and their new release, Alive and Wasting. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is powered by Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at Rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. And today, we're giving it up for the band Days Distance and their new release, Alive and Wasting. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Hunter Watson of Days Distance regarding the new release, and you'll hear all that in just a few minutes. From their CD, Alive and Wasting, here is Days Distance with More Than You Know. From their CD Alive and Wasting, that was Days Distance with More Than You Know. Check out the band at facebook.com. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Hunter Watson of Days Distance regarding the new release, and here's how the interview went.
And from what I've heard, it sounds like you've got a great CD about to be released here.
Yeah, we're just now, you know, putting out. We put out the single for a couple weeks, and it goes. The single goes to radio October 16th. And we just actually started today, just online releasing, a single a day for, our fans. But the album is, available right now. So
I see. And now that it's almost out there, the album, I mean, is almost out there for people to really sink their teeth into, how do you feel about the finished work?
Right, yeah. It's hard to really sum it up in, just one little short phrase. There's so much that went into it. The entire album is composed of songs that, were, three and a half years old to, some that are only 6 months old, 4 months old, And it's pretty much everything that we are, as a band poured into that record. As far as the lyrics are concerned, on my behalf, it's very personal. It's very real. It's not, fabricated. It's my life, kind of on display for everybody to see. So it's a record that's definitely got a lot of heart and soul, but a lot of honesty. And it took us about 11 months to get the record done from pre-production to having it pressed and in our hands, and it's just been a process. If I could sum it up in one word, it's been a process. So.
And who all did you guys work with in terms of production?
Well, in terms of production, we worked with a guy who's from the area here in Muscle Shoals, Alabama. He's his name's Michael Clements of Epidemic Audio, and John Horn, who's the lead singer of Evolve Through Scars. He had a big part in helping produce it. They actually co-produced the record, and then it was mixed and mastered by Cody Webb at Belmont Lane Productions out of Birmingham, Alabama. So,
I see. And about how long did it take in the studio? You say you had songs that were 3 years old up to 6 months old. So about how long did it take to be in the studio?
Well, by the time we got, we got done with, picking out the songs. We had about 20-something that we just, our producer kind of helped chop down. And by the time we had all that ready, it had, taken a couple weeks just to figure out the direction where we're going to go with the record. And a lot of that was just kind of, fly by the seat of our pants. It kind of all just happened and came together. And, we're pleased with the end product, but it was a roller coaster ride of just finding ourselves, as an artist. And we had some member changes before the record, and then we had it's like any band, just as you go through the years, you're trying to figure out who you are, and people can conflict with different ideas. And we had another member change as we were finishing up the record, and I'm just trying to break all of it down because it took so long. We started at the end of August last year with pre-production, and we're finished with the majority of everything in the studio from about, we finished in about December, and then we had a couple of, things that had some number changes here and there, and then couple more things that we had to spend a little more than we had planned with our budget, so that took some more time. But we went back in the studio after we figured out what we were gonna pretty much do, and I wound up recording one more song in April of this year before everything got finalized. And it was 11 tracks, and that made it 12. But
and talk about the genesis of this band. How did it all get started?
Well, it all got started back in April of 2009, I was the founding member, and I was working with our former guitarist at the time on just some, you know, solo things, and I had the idea for Dave's Distance. And, you know, I told him about it in the beginning, and he was, you know, there for a while. He was just reluctant to, he just got out of another band. He was reluctant to just jump right into another project, and I just kind of pushed it forward. And, you know, in the earlier years, we went through, you know, a lot of member changes, or really just trying, you know, testing people out, trying to find that right fit, you know, find out who you are as an artist. I think I was 19 at the time. And, but our former guitarist, Corey, we kind of anchored in together and formed Dave's Distance in April 2009 when it was, you know, officially formed. And then we wound up picking up our current guitarist who's been with us ever since, Jacob Sanders. And, you know, we took it from there. We had, like I said, personnel changes throughout the years. And we've really just kind of come into our own with this new record, though. You know, it's, we finally found our niche, I think.
And describe the songwriting process within this band. How do you guys go about it?
Excuse me. Well, we just, you know, I think for the most, you know, for the most part, I handle the majority of the lyrics. That's just kind of always been my thing and an outlet. And, you know, I'll listen to the guys if, you know, they have an idea here and there. But we just all kind of broken up our individual departments, and, you know, we let Clay, who's our bassist, he will, you know, write the bass licks, or, you know, kind of provide some oversight for other things musically. And Jacob, our guitarist, we all collaborate on the music, but I try to let you know them handle their thing, so they have their own individual imprint. And you know, I handle the majority of the lyrics and whatnot. And Robbie, he's actually our new drummer. He's been a nice fit as well. But, you know, I've always had the philosophy that you can't really have a, I guess, genuine band unless you have everyone putting their input in and giving, you know, letting their influence come through with their instrument and what they do. You know, it's got to be them, and that's what makes a band unique in the end, in my opinion. So that's just that's the way we go about it. And you know, the guys will sometimes come to me with, hey man, we got this riff, and, you know, what do you think about it? And I'm like, oh yeah, okay. You know, start kind of just, you know, hearing the words and start with a melody, you know, kind of humming it in my head, and it just, the lyrics seem to fall in place. I always described it as a song that I've never heard before. It's almost like in fixed form. It's weird. I try to explain it to people sometimes, and they just kind of look at me, but it's really one of those things that just comes natural. And as far as songwriting is concerned, that's I think that's the best way to capture a real emotion. You know, I think that some people are starved for, so we just try to allow it to be in the rawest and realest form that it can be. So that's the gist.
Check out the band at facebook.com. From their CD Alive and Wasting, here is Dave's Distance once again with Blind.
I feel the sun. cannot breathe. It's taken every part of me to lay to rest the never-ending memories that I never asked for. I never asked for. I feel the sun will never shine again. It
listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired.com is pleased to present the Rockwired Artist of the Month, Wayland, and their new EP, Welcome to My Head. Under the tutelage of music veteran Jude Cole, Wayland packs a knockout rock and roll punch with songs such as Nobody's Perfect, the Bob Seger classic Fire Down Below, and the thunderous title track. Welcome to My Head from Wayland, Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Visit the band at www.waylandtheband.com. Passionate, fearless, innovative. Gorgeous Media is an award-winning firm specializing in artist development, branding, creative consultation, event planning, music supervision, publicity, and talent management for all areas of the entertainment industry, from music, film, fashion, theater, and art. To schedule a free consultation, email us at info@gorgeousmediagroup.com or call us at 323-782-9000. That number again is 323-782-9000. Without a doubt, the future is looking gorgeous. Visit us at gorgeousmediagroup.com. Save your neck, save your data, and most importantly, save your money. Computer viruses are a fact of life, but Dr. Dan's makes viruses history with a $35 virus removal. Most computers are repaired in 24 hours, so you can get on with your business and get on with your life. Dr. Dan's Computers, located at 4405 Cutler Avenue Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Call us at 505-881-8851 or visit us at drdanscomputers.com. Are you a music maker eager to take the stress and the cost out of recording? Then make a little noise at Elephonic Recording, the sound choice for the independent musician. Record in a relaxed environment and take advantage of 32-channel recording, a staff of session musicians and engineers who know what the heck they're doing. Elephonic Recording, a sound choice. Located at 5620 Venice Avenue Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Call us at 505-797-1333 or visit us at elephonicrecording.com. You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Welcome back to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for Days Distance and their new release, Alive and Wasting. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Hunter Watson of Days Distance regarding the new release, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
And talk about how music began for you as an individual. How did that start?
That's actually a pretty interesting story. You know, growing up, I never really, I got started about, 15. But growing up, I always admired, I started out as a guitarist, and that was what I really wanted to do. I wanted to play guitar, saw it on, on TV, and on my family, not my immediate family, but my extended family, like uncles and cousins, they were all in music on both sides of my family, and, I had one, cousin in particular. His name is Ben, and I just remember when I was young, going and hanging out with him, and him and his dad, they put together, a project. We'd go around and play the bars locally and whatnot. But he was just a, phenomenal guitarist, and when I was 12, 13, 14, I was going over there, hanging out with him. Instead of going and hanging out with my high school friend, I was a big sports guy growing up and never really, especially in my younger days, saw music in my future. But it just, it tells me, it just kind of reached out there and grabbed me. But it was, I think I was 15 years old, so that was probably like summer of 2005, I want to say. I was at the beach, on a family trip, and me and my cousin, he brought his guitar with him, and, of course, I'd always watch them growing up, would go listen to their rehearsals, but we sat outside, and he started playing just something that he had, was messing around with, that, that was original and his, and I sat down with him, I said, hey, I think I could write some words to that, and, they just started to come out, and I was like, whoa, so I wrote my first song that night. And ever since then, got a guitar that Christmas, and I was 16 at that time, and then I just immersed myself in it. You couldn't get me out of my bedroom from playing my guitar all day. I remember actually a pretty funny story when I was in high school. I was dating this girl, and I had been on some kind of trip, and I came back, and the first thing I did was pick up my guitar. And I couldn't, I was missing my music, more so, and I didn't realize it at the time, young teenager and whatnot, but, I always laughed about that, so, but, I just immersed myself into music, and by the end of my high school career, I had a good friend of mine where we would go, and he was a bassist, and I played guitar, and we just sit in his basement, and it just so happened to be another guitarist and a drummer down the street, and I never knew, thought anything about singing or anything like that. It just but how it happened was we were sitting there, we're like, hey, we need a singer, Hunter, you want to do it? And I was like, yeah, I guess we can do it until someone else comes along that can really sing. And I was like, I can just write the song. This is the time, I just kind of play guitar and wrote lyrics, but I was about 17, before I was about to graduate. And we got started there, and then I went off to college, and I just, it got serious. It kind of became an obsession, and that's when I really started to find my voice and find that I could sing. You know, I never, it wasn't something, you know, from when I was younger that I even thought I could do, you know, but it was, you know, I guess, like I said, you know, it just all kind of found me, and it's one of those things that's, you know, it's part of my life to where I don't know where I'd be without it. It's, you know, it's been my resolve, it's been my way to write about issues or things that I've, you know, been through in my life, so maybe it can help other people, but it's been my resolve to help even get me through personally, and it's just, yeah, you know, music is, it chose me. That's, I guess, a summary of it all.
And earlier you talked about the songwriting process. You know, with the, keeping all that in mind, what songs off of the album stand out for you the most and why?
Well, I had to narrow it down. It'd be really hard, you know, because they're all kind of like children. You know, you're not gonna love one more than the other. It's just kind of all different because, you know, it's just like that. But that's a tough question, you know. I'd say the one that probably means the most to me is the fifth track on our record. It's called The Truth. I wrote that song about 3.5 years ago, and the way it came out was, you know, almost magical in a sense that, you know, I was, you know, in a time in my life, and it was so real to me, and it still is, you know, every time I sing it. I was in a time in my life where I was searching for, you know, myself and just truth in this life and what it's all really worth and for. And everybody that I talked to, you know, they would tell me their version of the truth. They would tell me this and that, you know, and that's part of the chorus. If you listen to the song, they want to tell you this and they want to tell you that. And when you're searching for the truth, just wondering where it's at. And that's kind of what I experienced. Like, I would go to all these people for all this help, and, you know, they couldn't really give me any answers that ever brought any resolve about it. So it was just a searching of really just, you know, coming into my own and as a human being, as a musician, you know, a person just in general. And yeah, it holds a lot of deep value of things that in some areas I won't even discuss. But you know, I'll leave it out there for it to impact the listeners and for them to take it how they need to use it, you know. But it's it definitely has a core meaning and value. So,
what would you like people to come away with after hearing this album?
You know, I definitely would want them to, I guess, come away with a sense of redemption. The things that I experienced in my life and the things that I wrote about in these songs were the reoccurring thing that I noticed was me being in such hard and dark places, hard times, but the songs, you know, they were expressed to the level of whether it was the pain that I felt or the struggles and all of that. It went to the depth of it. But it always, and this is something I even consciously try to do, was to leave it in a way that ends in a positive resolve that's going to allow someone, when they listen to it, to be able to overcome what they're going through and to be able to, you know, like our single is called More Than You Know, and the hook line is, your life is worth more than you know. I think so many people, just due to these struggles and everything that we all go through in life, they lose sight of their value within themselves. You know, it's, you know, that natural God-given value, to where they can't see it anymore, and, you know, it leads to depression, you know, suicide in some people, and you know, just different things lead people down different roads, but the ultimate goal of all this is to bring that resolve to their lives, to where they will be able to overcome that and direct all those negative feelings in a way that's going to help them get out of that hole that they're in.
Check out the band at facebook.com. Here is Days Distance with the title track of their new release, Alive and Wasting. That's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Hunter Watson for his time and his music, and to Kyle Favors of Thermal Entertainment. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is powered by Rockwired Media, LLC. a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks.
Now the hard times are behind us, but let's not be alone.